Welcome to Unsigned 518. This is a very special episode. I don't know if you guys are old enough to remember, like, probably definitely not, but like in the 80s, like sitcoms would have very special episodes where, like, funny shows, it would be a very serious topic. So that's what made me think of that. Anyway, so I am here with half of the Hauntings. I have Ben and John. How's it going, guys?
Good. Really good.
Thanks for having us.
Yeah, of course. And we want to, you know, we were saying just before we got recording, you know, I was like, do we want to plan? Do we want to plan, like, what we're talking about, or do we just want to hit record and roll with it? So we're just going to hit record and roll. But essentially, we're here to talk about Uncle Brother Fest. So I guess whoever, you know, Ben or John, whoever wants to take lead and kind of tell us a little bit about, first of all, what Uncle Brother Fest is.
Yeah, so it has a long origin story. So I guess, yeah, we'll start there. So in 2016, I used to be in a punk band, and my parents have a nice house in a nice neighborhood with a nice deck. And I always thought it would be a good idea to, like, well, what if we played on Halloween night on my deck? And, you know, it'd be good exposure. There's a lot of teenagers that come through. There's a lot of young adults with kids. There's a lot of kids. So we'll just play on my deck and, you know, maybe, you know, the people will like it. And it ended up being like a big success. And we didn't really do that again. But like every year after that, people would come through on Halloween and they'd be like, oh, like, is like that band going to be here again? So it was really cool. So then a couple years later, when me and Dan and, you know, John and Matt, when we were forming the Hauntings, I reached out to Dan right at the beginning and I was like, hey, like, right when we were first starting, like, if we want, we can do a little show on Halloween and we can just maybe, you know, we hadn't wrote any material yet, but I was thinking we could just do a lot of like horror punk covers and stuff. It didn't work out and we didn't do it that year. But then the pandemic happened and there was really nowhere to play. And I was like, well, how about we play on Halloween night again? And so that year we did. And it was a lot of fun and there was a lot of people there. But the idea kind of doesn't really sound like, it sounds good on paper, but the idea doesn't really work as well as it could because, like, Halloween night is cold. So, a lot of, yeah, we had to have a fire going, and, like, it's just there's a lot going on, and, like, you can't really cater to, like, the guests as much just because, like, people want to eat, and you can't really be, you know, dealing with, like, trick-or-treaters and preparing food for everybody. And really, and it gets dark early, too. And so, really, like, all that was kind of like, you know, it is kind of fun, but it's kind of like a hassle. So we were kind of thinking like, well, what if we just did it in the summertime and, you know, when it's nice out and then probably a lot more people would come, the weather would be a lot nicer. And so then we did the first Uncle Brother Fest in 2021, right? I think so.
That sounds right.
Yeah, yeah. 2021. And, yeah, we've been doing it every year since. And, yeah, that's pretty much how it started.
And so it's at your folks' house?
Yes, it's at my parents' house every year. And, you know, we got plenty of parking. My dad tells all the neighbors ahead of time. And my dad is also, like, a big part in it, too. He cooks food for everybody. And people are always kind of like, oh, like, that's so, like, you're so lucky that your dad, like, lets you do this and stuff. But really, my dad is sometimes, like, more into it than I am, you know, and he's every bit as part of it as, like, me or John, you know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And, like, he cooks food for everybody. And, I mean, sometimes we have, like, you know, there's, like, close to, like, 100 people that are on this, like, lawn. And, you know, he cooks food for everybody. So it's...
And so when is this year's Uncle Brother Fest?
It's going to be July 27th.
And is it an all-day thing, like...
It's not an all-day thing. Okay. It runs from 6 to 10. There's going to be 3 bands, and I really think that, you know, it's called a festival, which you would think it would be a little bit longer, but I really think that the 4-hour time slot is just, like, it really works. I feel like people don't really have the attention span for an all-day local music-only festival.
Yeah.
So I just feel like, yeah, the short and sweet approach for this in particular is the best way to go.
Yeah, and sometimes even, like, with long ones, like, you may have people, like, numbers-wise, like, you may have people coming out through the day, but it'll be, like, you know, people are always going to kind of choose that 3-4 hour window, whether it's fucking, you know, noon to 3 or 3 to 6. Like, not a lot. I mean, I don't know, like, especially outside, like, being outside all day is gnarly. So I think that 4-hour, and especially like that dinner time spot, you know?
Yeah.
It's nice.
For sure. As like, yeah, the food is a big part of it too. That like a lot of people come for the food, right? You would think.
Oh yeah, like right away too. Like you said, 6 o'clock, that's dinner time. Yeah, people, they go right for the food when they get there.
And is there a is there a cost associated with it? Like,
no, there's no cost. It's
actually very against that.
Yeah. People say, oh, you could make money like and charge people for this, but we don't want to do that. Everything's free. So it's free to go, it's free to eat, it's all you can eat. It's, yeah, 100% free and always will be.
I think I joked with Ben's dad maybe after the first year. I was like, you know what? Like, you should, like, accept tips or something. And he looked at me with a look of disgust. He's like, I would
respect to that. And that's, you know, the thing with, like, a something that brings you joy. If money started coming into it, I bet you his joy wouldn't be as strong. You know what I mean? Because then it would all of a sudden turn into something
different.
Whereas now it's just this, you know, this giving and, you know. I think it's so fucking cool.
Yeah, it's like one time of the year where like our friends and family can just come and like, you know, we just, it's just like a way to like give back to like, you know, all of like the people that we don't get to see as often and stuff. And it would just kind of seem weird to like charge your friends to come to your like front yard. So the charging would just seem like, you know.
It's greasy.
It's greasy.
Greasy. Yeah. That's a great word.
And it also doesn't cost us money to put on. We spend virtually nothing. There was a little bit of like startup money because we had to get, you know, there's lights and we needed a sound system. But the bands that we pick are like really tight with us. So like, like the Hauntings, you know, we don't take any payment for it, obviously. And I've offered money to some of the bands that have played it in the past and they've, you know, turned it down. So, you know, the show doesn't make any money, but it doesn't really cost any money. And like the food thing, it's like hamburgers and hot dogs, really, which is like my dad pays for that stuff. And it doesn't end up being that much. So really, there's no money involved at all in any like capacity, really.
And where did the name come from?
That's kind of a good question. I don't I like to keep it like ambiguous, kind of.
We're not going to get into that right now. Sorry, Andy. Yeah.
Fair. Now I'm intrigued. You'll tell me once we're off the air, right? You know? All right. We'll blow right past that. And so who's playing at this year's Uncle Brother Fest?
So this year it's going to be the Hauntings. We've, you know, played every year.
We're going to open.
Yep. We are going to open, and we've got our friends Feral Merrill. How would you describe them? They're like
Irish pop punk.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's a good way to describe it. Yeah. And then we also have No Such Thing as Ghosts, and they you had them on here recently.
I did have them on here, and they were the first, and I should get you guys in here because I was showing you, you know, my fancy new mixer or whatever.
Yeah.
Like, I can do, you know, fairly decent live recordings in here, so we should get the Hauntings in here to do a video and live performance. But yeah, No Such Thing as Ghosts are great, man.
Yeah, like, we met them about not even that long ago, like
less than a year ago.
Yeah, less than a year ago, and we just play shows with them all the time. Like all of our shows for the rest of the year are with them.
And name-wise, how fucking perfect is that?
Yeah, it's very fitting, know? Right? And that's another thing, like, with Uncle Brother Fest, it's like, I want to always keep it just three bands, because I feel like the last band of the night, they always kind of maybe get, like, a little bit, like, you know, people leave a little bit, and I just feel like the attention span for three bands is perfect. I feel like four, it would just, I don't know. I feel like someone would just get like the short end of the stick, and I don't want that. And it also kind of does make it hard too, because like I also don't want to do the same thing every year with bands, but I also don't want anybody to feel like shafted or like I didn't like, you know, want them to like return. You know, I want to keep it fresh. So I don't want to just have the same lineup every year.
Right, right.
You know what I mean? But
yeah, like for instance, this year we're going to have Feral Merrill is going to close. They've actually done the festival twice already. I believe, correct? Yeah. So, but they've never closed, so we're going to have them close this year. It's, you know, one way to keep the rotation going. Yeah.
Yep.
For instance, my other band, Hayburner, played last year. We closed it out. It is kind of weird at the end. It gets a little dark. The Hamburgs, hot dogs wear off a little bit. Yeah, people get a little restless, but yeah, I think we really did find the formula there with the three bands. It's how it should go. Yeah.
And I see you're wearing a Pharoah Merrill shirt.
I am indeed. Yes.
So should we maybe take a moment and listen to a Pharoah Merrill song?
That'd be cool.
Which one did you bring along? Because I know you talked to them and cleared it with them.
I cleared it with them. Their song is their best song, Natty Light.
Yep.
All right, sweet. So let's listen to Natty Light from Pharoah Merrill, and we'll be right back to talk to Ben and John of The Hauntings about Uncle Brother Fest 2024. Natty Light, Pharoah Merrill. And we were talking while the song was playing that each year's Uncle Brother Fest has like a different theme, and we will get to what this year's theme is. But I guess before that, John, you were going to talk about what some of the past themes were.
Yeah, just so you get a little history of Uncle Brother Fest. I mean, the first one was just Uncle Brother Fest. I mean, you don't need another name on top of that. That's pretty good. Yeah, that was the initial rollout. Year two, we had Cousin Uncle Brother?
No, it was actually Uncle Brother's Lesson.
Uncle Brother's Lesson, I'm sorry.
Which
okay.
you had to go to Uncle Brother Fest 2 to know what the lesson was.
Right. That was our, you know, that was our whole thing to grab people. You got to come to find out the lesson. And as you know, people would ask. Lessons were not learned because we did a third one. That was Cousin Uncle Brother, which, you know, I think it was pretty successful at stirring up the attention too, because people were like, well, who the hell is Uncle Brother in the first place? So now he has a cousin.
Yeah, like who is this guy? Like, yeah.
So that's a little past Uncle Brother history. This year, we're pleased to announce Uncle Brother Fest 4, Uncle Brother Goes to Space. So this is a very...
it's got like a space theme, you know?
Very cosmic-themed Uncle Brother Fest. And with that, we have some new merch this year.
Yeah,
so excited about that.
It was a big hit last year, too. We made 50 shirts, and our band played first. And right when we were done playing, the guitarist of Pharaoh Merrill, Phil, he came up to me, and he was like, just so you know, we sold. And it was something crazy. It was like 40 shirts, and it was only in like the span of like...
Got wiped out.
Yeah, we got wiped out, and we sold out, which I did not think that was going to happen.
So we've upped the shirts a little bit this year. I think like 7 extra. More smalls, more mediums, because we know for you ladies out there, you might have got a size you didn't want, perhaps. But we're excited. This has got a good design on it. Our buddy Steve in Pharaoh Merrill really conceptualized the design. And then our buddy Brian screen prints it at his place of work. So we're excited for that. It's good because people... have a little memento of the festival. Even my dad, he lives in Maryland. He's like already asking about the shirts. He's like, are they going to be colored this year? I'm like, Dad, come on. They're black and white.
It's the way to go.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very exciting.
We have people coming all the way from Maryland for it. So.
And so if somebody wanted more information about it, is there a way, like is there on your Instagram, or is there like a flyer, is there?
Yeah, we got a flyer that Matt made, actually. So there's a flyer kicking around on Facebook. I'll post it to Instagram eventually. There's a public event page on Facebook that anybody can join and look at, or you could just message one of us, Ben Rescott or John Solomon, and
just make it happen.
Yeah. And the other thing about it is it's just a good DIY festival. A lot of people like in the area, they put together larger scale festivals, and that's a lot of work. And I, really respect the people that do that. And, there's a lot of risk involved with that, but Uncle Brother Fest is just, something small that, we get a lot of results, and we spend virtually nothing on it, and it's just really kicks ass.
We always seem to have people come that you would never expect too, like just people from our school, just the area, that just show up. You haven't seen them in a decade, and they're just there.
Yep, there's a wide age range too, because my dad invites a lot of people too, and so there's people in their 60s that come, people in their 70s, people in their early 20s, and everything in between. So it's a good melting pot of all of our friends and family and all of their friends and family. And it's all free food. You can eat as much as you want, and don't be shy.
July 27th, 6 p.m.
Yep, 6 p.m. sharp. The way that it works too is the food, we do most of the food gets cooked right at the beginning. And then when the bands are playing, there's no food being served. So the food is only served in between the bands.
Gotcha.
But for the first like solid like 45 minutes, that grill is going to be cooking. So, sweet. Yeah. And then a little bit in between the bands. But really the first like 45 minutes is really the main cook.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So I guess that's it. Uncle Brother Fest, the 27th. You can get more information. Would they go like to the hauntings or to your personal page?
Both of them would have like the flyer.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah. So actually, I'll even post. Maybe I'll post the event, the Facebook event, or whatever,
okay,
on
yeah.
the show notes or something.
Yeah, but that'd be
awesome.
We'll
make sure that you find it and go check it out. So the lineup was, you said the hauntings, No Such Thing as Ghosts, and then Pharaoh Merrill.
Yeah.
Correct. Sick. What a great lineup. All right. Well, cool. Well, Ben and John, thank you so much for coming down and talking to me about Uncle Brother Fest. I'm super stoked to be able to help you spread the word, and I'll probably see you there.
Thanks for letting us come here and plug our festival. And hope to see you there. And anybody who wants to come, don't be shy, and don't don't be shy to come and eat and just hang out. It's a really good time.
All right. So Ben and John of The Hauntings, I'm Andy Scullin. This is Unsigned 518. And I'll see you on the road. Unsigned 518 is produced and hosted by me, Andy Scullin. New episodes are available every week wherever you stream podcasts. If you'd like to help support the show, please like and subscribe wherever you are listening. Or you could buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/unsigned518. If you would like to advertise on the show, send me an email at unsigned518@gmail.com. And to be a guest on the show, reach out to me through Instagram at unsigned518. Take care of one another, and I'll see you next week.